We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Zayin. Din HaKiddush B'Layil B'Yoyim Sif Aleph. Mitzvah say when a Torah says mitzvah say B'Daraisa, B'Kaddush Yom Shabbos B'Dvarim. To sanctify Shabbos by saying the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zochus Shem Shabbos L'Katshay. Kloimer, Zochreyu Zochira Shabbos B'Kiddush. Commemorate it by saying a Kiddush. The Paiskim discuss if we could be fulfilled the Chiv of Kiddush, with which we're learning now, is a Chiv Deraisa, by saying Kiddush during the davening. And therefore, if that's the case, then the Kiddush that we say on the wine by the meal would be only the Rabbanan, or the Kiddush that we're fulfilling with Deraisa is the Kiddush that we say by the meal. The truth is that there are many Paiskim who suggest that any time somebody speaks on Shabbos and mentions the Kedusha of Shabbos, just saying Good Shabbos, just saying Shabbos Shalom, anything like that is considered fulfilling the mitzvah of Kacheyu Abim Kaddish Deshayim Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, when certainly we can't make Kiddush on a cup of wine. So there everybody agrees that we fulfill the mitzvah Kiddush by saying, by tefillah. And this is the halacha whether Yom Kippur is during the week or Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. Similarly, if somebody is unfortunately ill and can't eat or drink, he could fulfill the mitzvah Kiddush. Under those circumstances, he could fulfill the mitzvah by say having in mind when he davens. When somebody walks into his home on Friday night from shul, the Kaf HaChaim says he should greet the family with a Shabbos greeting, Good Shabbos, and he should look at the candles and have in mind one is Keneged Zachar and one is Keneged Shomer, and he should even look at the Shabbos table, as the Pasuk says, V'yedaba elai zeh shulchan ashlefnei Hashem. The set Shabbos table is a table for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many have the minig that they bless their children Friday night when they come to shul. And even if one does not have the minig, certainly it's appropriate on Friday night. One should have in mind the bracha and tefillah for his family. And there's a minig, according to the Arizal, that when one comes home Friday night to kiss his mother's hand, and many have the minig to smell besamim, particularly hadasim, Friday night, and it's a bracha to have children who will be talmid chachamim and tzaddikim. V'tzarech l'zachar b'knisosoy b'kiddush, we have to speak about Shabbos as Shabbos enters. V'gam b'tziyosoy, Shabbos ends with avdolam. V'tikna chachamim, and Chazal instituted shetei zachir zuhal kashayim, it should be set on a cup of wine, b'em b'knisosoy, b'em b'tziyosoy, whether at the beginning or the end of Shabbos. One, before somebody makes Kiddush, when somebody makes Kiddush, he should say first Shalom Aleichem. He should say the tefillah of Ribbono Olamim. Many say the tefillah of Askinu Sodasa. Many say V'hei Rava. The question that comes up about saying these miris when Yontif is Friday night, many have the minig not to say these miris on Yontif when it's Friday night, because it's not to embarrass the Yontif that we only say these miris l'kavod Shabbos, not l'kavod Yontif. Sibez yichayim l'kaddish lecho, one can make kiddush and eat, ap bishadayin ein alayla, even though it isn't yet night. Achanagim kol yimoysachol espal mar bezmano, those who daven all week mayrev only after tzeitzke chavim, or mes Shabbos magdimim, on a Shabbos they daven early, such individuals may not eat the Friday night meal. What's it's within a half an hour of the tzeitzke chavim. If from when you come home from shul until the tzeitz there's less than a half an hour, Lahantim and Adalaila. So then you have to wait for the Tzeiske Chavim. Vaz Yikru Tchilo, Shalish, Pashas, Krishma. And then you'll say the three Pashas, Krishma. And only after that, Yikachu, they should say Kiddush. Vasa Lutam Klum. And one may not taste or drink even the slightest amount. Afilamayim, even water. Kaidim Kiddush. Somebody, particularly during the Sfira, the Mishnah Berurah says many have the minig not to make Kiddush until after they counted the Sfira at the proper time. If somebody began the Suda when it was more than 30 minutes before the Tzeis HaKachavim, and therefore, as we just learned, he may do so, the Halacha tells us he doesn't have to stop in the middle of the meal to say Krishma. He could wait to say Krishma for when he finishes his meal. Sif Gimel Mitzvah Kaddish Yayin Yoshen. It's a mitzvah to make Kiddush an old wine. Mitzvah Yayin Yofer. It's a mitzvah to find good wine. B'mefshe Yesh Lahad Ar'ach Yayin Adam. If possible, he should look for red wine. The most important thing to look for is to look for wine that you enjoy. And the halacha is, says the Chacham Tzvi, if you filled up your cup with wine, because that's the thought that's the wine you thought you had, and then you discovered that you had better wine, the halacha is you could pour out the first cup and fill up your cup with the wine that you enjoy better. If somebody enjoys white wine more than red wine, he can make the Kiddush on the white wine. However, since, as we just learned, there is a point to use red wine, if you could put a little red wine into the white wine, it would be better. And if you're doing so, it's better to put the white wine into the red wine versus putting the red wine into the white wine. Because when you put the white wine into the red wine, you're not changing its color. It's going to be a lighter red, but it's still going to be white. But when you put red wine into white, you're coloring the white wine. And even though the halacha is ain't tzvir ba'ichlim, there's no halacha, there's no issur of food coloring. One should try to avoid it if at all possible. B'makom she'inyan kosher k'roi motzi, in a place where good kosher wine is not available, b'kachon g'ayim tzmukim, you could use raisin wine. V'chulu yeshlem me'umid, v'chulu should be said standing, u'mistakel b'neiris, and looking at the candles while you say v'yichulu, v'akach yeshiv, and then sit down, u'mistakel m'kais, look at the cup of wine, u'mivarech, and you make the bracha of b'ri pri hagofen v'shek rishonu. V'me'en lo yayin, if somebody doesn't have wine available, v'kach malapas, you should make kiddush on the chalas, v'lo yashar mashkin. This is the minig that many people have, that they stand by Yechulu and sit by Ber Pri HaGofen and the other bracha. Some sit by everything, and some stand by everything. If somebody can't drink wine because of health issues, etc., but there's somebody else at the table who could drink wine, it's better that somebody else who's able to drink wine should be the one to make Kiddush, and the person who can't drink wine will be yaitzah the Kiddush from that individual. And drinking Kiddush wine is not required to be yaitzah the mitzvah. If you're making Kiddush on challah, you should wash your hands first, make the bracha on the Til Shadayim, and say v'yichulu, and the brach of Hamotzi, and then the brach of Kiddush. Throughout, you should have your hands on the challah, and of course you should have lecha mishka when you're making the Kiddush on the challah, the lecha mishka, the two challahs. Even though there is an halacha of chama medina, certain beverages that are considered significant beverages, for Kiddush Friday night, one should only use wine or challah. Sif Dalad, Gam Noshim Chayavis B'Kiddush, women are also obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Al Ken Yishmu Heitav as a Kiddush, they should pay attention to the Kiddush. V'yanu Amen, they should answer Amen. Al Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai, they They shouldn't say Baruch Hu Shmoy Layamru. There is a question in the Paiskim. Is it better that each individual should make his own Kiddush? Or is it better because of the concept a mitzvah by Yosem B'Shluchai? It's always better that you should do a mitzvah yourself versus relying on someone else. On the other hand, there's a concept of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. One person, a mitzvah being done by many together, is preferable. There are different menhagim, different customs regarding this question. One of the considerations in this question is if you're going to listen to Kiddush being recited by somebody else, you're not going to be able to have the proper attention span, then for sure maybe you should make your own Kiddush. If, as we just learned, Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemai should not be said, if Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shemai was said, that doesn't disqualify the listening of to the Kiddush, and one can be yoitz with such Kiddush. If you have a boy who's already 13 years old, but we still don't know Shtei Saris, that the loch is, he's not considered a godel until he brings the Shtei Saris, he can't make Kiddush for a woman who has a chiv, perhaps even a chiv deraisa, to make Kiddush. Under those circumstances, the woman should rather make her own Kiddush versus listening to the Kiddush from someone else. If she doesn't know how to say Kiddush, she should say along with the cotton word by word. If she's hearing the Kiddush from someone else, she should say with the Mekadosh word by word. Wine that got spoiled, a Mekadoshim alav. You can't use it for Kiddush. And therefore, if somebody made Kiddush on wine, and then when he comes to taste it, he discovers that it was spoiled to the degree that it's not really drinkable. So the halacha will be that you have to take another cup of wine and say over the whole Kiddush and the Bayer Priya Goffin. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if when you made such a Kiddush, you made Kiddush on a cup of wine, assuming that it was a good cup of wine, and then you discovered it wasn't, but on the table there was wine that was good wine, which it was your intention that you're going to drink from that wine, then the halacha is that you don't have to make another Kiddush, particularly since you also had the chalas on the table, and as we just learned before, Kiddush could be said on the chalas. And wine that has a bad odor, even though it's not spoiled, it smells like wine and it tastes like wine, that of such a beverage, the halach is mevarch al abayr pri agafin, rashi mechtzriach tzas, it's a little spoiled, mach v'shoyeb klimoz, let's say it wasn't a not clean vessels, v'kenem mreich acha chavis, or in a situation where it has a bad smell because of the vessel, the barrel it was in, such wine, emekalkin. If you have bad wine mixed together with good wine, that wine you can make Kiddush on only if you don't have any other wine. Kenyan Sham Megula, Ezishas, wine that was left opened for a while. In the time of Chazal, you weren't allowed to drink any liquid that was left uncovered, for there was a concern that a snake might have drank from that liquid and left its venom in it. But here, we don't have that concern. Now there's Afgav Dehegdinu Ha'idna Lamakdina Gili. We don't have the concern about snakes. Still, Eimekachim Alav. We shouldn't use it for Kiddush such wine. Mishum, as the Pasuk says, Hakriveu No Lefuchasecha Hayitzucha Yisipanecha. Would the Nochrim bring such wine for worship to Avodah Zarah? Yein Yishesh Be'Kamachim. Wine that has pieces in it, Yesh L'Sananah, should be filtered. Vim Efsha L'Sananah, if it's impossible to filter, Mekachon of Kach, you could still make Kiddush on it. Avim Yesh L'Av Krum Lovin, if it has a white cover on it, a white membrane, Eim Mekachon L'Av, that wine should not be used. Meshun D'Kvar, Mestam Kvar Pog Tama, it probably doesn't have a good taste. The reason not to use wine that was left uncovered is because usually it doesn't have such a good smell and taste. And also there's a concern that dirt might have fallen into such the cup of wine, and therefore it's inappropriate to use such a wine for Kiddush. The amount of time that Chazal say that it should have been left uncovered, that the Paiskim say that it shouldn't have left been uncovered, that it should become disqualified, is 6 hours. But if it's left uncovered, but was in the refrigerator left uncovered, there's more room for leniency. Sivav Makachma Yain Mevushal, we can make Kiddush on wine that was cooked, or Yain Sheyesh Bedvash, wine that has in it honey to sweeten it. Some say we shouldn't use it for Kiddush. Kimin she'en ruin l'mizbeach. Such wine cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Akein, im efshe, if it's at all possible, yesh lahadr achi yayin acher, don't use such wine. When it comes regarding the question of making Kiddush on grape juice, certainly people who can't drink wine may drink grape juice, but there are many different halachas. If you could add a little wine to your grape juice, that's fantastic. If you could have grape juice that wasn't pasteurized, that means it's just crushed grapes, that is l'chatchila fine. Wine with low alcohol is l'chatchila kosher. The Rambam is the one that says that we don't make Kiddush on cooked wine, pasteurized wine, or wine that has any ingredients added to it. The Ramah is makel with these halachas is lenient, and therefore certainly if no other wine is available or this is the wine you enjoy, you could use. Certainly sparkling wine that has carbonation is l'chatchila kosher for Kiddush. Siv Zayin, hakoyt tzarich liyos shalom v'naki, the cup unused for Kiddush should be whole. There are many poskim who suggest that we should not use a disposable cup, but most poskim say that you can, and certainly in a situation where there is no other cup available, you could use such a cup. The Kav HaChaim says that if at all possible, you should use a silver cup for making Kiddush on it. All the halachas that were said regarding the cup that's used for Brichas HaMazon for the Kaishal Bracha, Yeshna Mekaishal Kiddush, apply to the cup that's going to be used for Kiddush, Bein B'yoyim, Bein B'layla, both by day and by night. V'kein Mekaishal Avdala, and that's the same halacha regarding the Kaishal Avdala, which comes with 10 halachas. It has to have hadacha, it has to be rinsed from the inside. Shtifa, it has to be rinsed from the outside. It has to be chai. It means that the wine should be pre-diluted when you put it into the cup and then diluted. Malay, the wine should overfill the cup. Another is that itur, some say that it means that you should have small cups around the big cup. Some say that it should be people sitting around you hearing your Kiddush. Itof, a person should be wearing a suit, a hat, like he's davening when he's making Kiddush. It should be picked up with both hands. It should be held, after you pick it up with both hands, you should put it into the right hand. You should lift it from the table. And nice and be'enov, you should pay attention, look at the wine in the cup. V'kei b'koshel avdolah. The Rizal says that one should be careful not to add water to the wine that's used in the Avdala cup. For Tavil Kash Bekais Shkodl, one should use a large cup. Sheishai Men Al Kiddush Hayom Avdala, there should be enough Kiddush for day and night. The Magen Avraham says that we don't have to be careful with this. If you have a bottle of wine that has enough wine in it that you could have for all the meals, that's the best. Sifches, the challah should be covered when you're making Kiddush. Many reasons for this. One is Zeich Laman, that the man was covered when it fell on Friday. The other is that really we should make Hamaitzi on the bread before we make the Bari Priya Gofer on the wine. And in order not to show that to the bread, we cover the bread. And another reason is L'Kovet Shabbos, that the bread is fresh bread, just taken out, just covered. And the halacha that the challah should be covered, l'chatchila, is not just the challah in front of the person who's making Kiddush, but it should be in front of all of the chal people. And because we're saying that we want that the bread should not see that we're making Kiddush, that's why the covering on the challah should not be something transparent. V'afilu mekadosh leihem, even if you're making Kiddush on the challah, you mechus b'shas kiddush, you should still have them covered when you're making the Kiddush. Zeich leman, shayim mechus b'tal matam malo, just like the man was covered by the man which the bread represents, the Lechem Mishnah was covered when it fell in the Midbar. And preferably, says the Chai Adam, they should remain that way until after you make Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. The minig is that we're careful with Lechem Mishnah and to have the Lechem Mishnah covered both by the Friday night meal and by the Shabbos day meal, but by Shal Shudas, it doesn't have to be covered. The Chalas don't have to be covered.